You're inside my Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa. Today we're talking destination design with HGTV Design Pro, Tanya Nyack. And we're giving away Bosch's pocket driver to one lucky fan. So take a break from your hectic Fix It Up Life and find out what's new in home improvement from our family to yours. It's all happening next on my Fix It Up Life.
Portions of My Fix It Up Life are brought to you by FixMyHog.com, the number one DVD source for do-it-yourself Harley-Davidson maintenance and performance.
Welcome back to My Fix It Up Life with my husband Mark.
And my wife Teresa.
I'm not going to pay you rent.
I guess that's in the song that we're referring to.
Yeah.
I saw a look come over your eyes that happened with Ron McNeil a couple seconds ago. You were going to say something and then there was nothing there.
Oh, I was listening to the song and waiting for that moment when she said, I'm not going to pay your rent.
Oh.
So she got a pile of money.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she's going to go out and have a good time.
Cool.
I'm all for that. And I did that last night, too.
Party on.
I went out with a girlfriend.
Yep.
We decided that since we have young ones at home now, she's a six-month-old, I have an 18-month-old, and we don't go out anymore.
Yeah, I noticed.
It's like, well, like we're moms or something.
Yeah.
So we decided that after the kids go to bed, we would meet at like 9 o'clock at night. Wild, right? Like 9 o'clock at night.
Well, yeah. And you got to. I mean, you got to do it after the kids are asleep. And, of course, I stayed home and took care of everything. It was taken care of when you got home?
It was taken care of when I got home, so it was cool.
Tooth Fairy didn't show up and do it?
No, probably not. No, but it was fun. I wore some hot shoes, you know, it was cool.
Love it.
Totally a good date when you date your girlfriend.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's absolutely right, and I'm glad you had fun.
Totally.
We sprung out of bed in the morning anyway, although I had a camp out with Jack last night for like an hour.
Yeah, we call when he wakes up in the middle of the night a camp out, because, that's a nice way of putting it.
Yeah, I camped out with him, so I actually slept longer than you today, sort of.
Sort of.
Sort of.
Sort of.
Anyway, it's been a crazy week at our house.
Well, it always is.
It always is, but no home improvement actually directly happened this week.
No, but I got some, like, lifestyle breaks, though, especially with the outing with my friend Jen.
Yeah, and I was outing of town.
Yeah, Quiet House.
Quiet House.
Yeah, Mark was gone for a few days doing some work out of town.
Yeah.
And I was with, you know, the kids.
That's right.
And it was quiet without Mark. Like, with kids, it was quiet without Mark.
Yeah. So if you want me to live in your house, you can email us at info@myfixitup.com.
If your house is a little quiet, well, we have a fix for that.
We have a cure for that. Didn't nail in much stuff together, although last week I did make a column for the porch that I'm very proud of.
Oh, it looks good. Our back porch.
Getting ready to do one for the kitchen as well. But that's going to kind of, making that column is actually going to kind of tie in with our topic today.
Yes.
Our guest, Tanya Nyack.
Totally.
Yeah.
Destination Design.
Destination Design.
And that's the name of her new show that's been on for like a month.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
If you're not familiar with it, that's okay.
She's been on other shows before.
She has.
So she's been around. So you probably do know who she is.
And she's been on Oprah.
Me too.
Not really.
Not exactly.
So much.
Not exactly.
No, and I actually saw the episode where she was on Oprah, and then I made a disconnect. Like, and then, you know, she's going to be on our show, which is awesome. And then I went and I was checking out some videos of her.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them was the Oprah video.
Right.
And I remember her now, seeing her on the Oprah show.
That clicks.
Yeah, totally.
We should change.
She made me giggle so hard during that show, too.
We should change the theme of this show to, you know, the synapse is firing or not firing.
I don't think people would really make a connection to home improvement with that.
Really not really that good a radio, probably.
Not so much. But we are pretty excited, though. We have a new sponsor of our show.
Very excited.
We do.
Very excited. I did a tool review a couple years back, maybe, one or two, of a tool from a company called Roofers World.
Yes.
And the tool, living up to its name, is called Red Ripper.
Yeah.
And I forget who got in touch with whom exactly. I think this was like a Facebook thing. And we made a connection again, and they were like, What? You have a show now? And
totally.
Yeah.
We're excited, too, because the roof project is going to be starting very soon at our house.
Yes.
So it's total perfect connection, perfect timing, perfect everything.
Yep. And we're going to use more Roofers World products on our roof, too. I've got an email into them now to take a look at their snow guards.
Yes, we need those.
Which is something we need on our particular roof product.
Totally. Yeah. But as Jack would say, go. Ready, set, go.
Who is fired up that our son's first regularly used non-mommy daddy word is go?
Yeah, go is everything. Go is when he wants his sister Sassy to get out of the way. Go is when we open the door to go somewhere. Go is when we're getting in the car. Go is when I'm stopped at, like, a light, and he's in the back seat, and, like, we've been stopped too long. He just starts saying, go, go, go. Like, he just wants to go.
Kid is all on all the time channel.
Totally.
Yeah.
He's fast-moving kind of kid.
He is.
But we're talking about design today, Mark.
We are. Speaking of moving fast, and I will get right out of the gates early on, the strong back, weak mind, boots in the mud guy. I represent that portion of our listenership. But design is important. Really, design is where it's all at. It's what we're going towards.
Well, yeah. And one of the things that I like about our guest today is that she talks about design that's really accessible. You know, easy things that you can do that don't cost a lot of money.
Right.
And really personalize your space, too.
Absolutely.
So if you're, you know, like Mark, and you're kind of like, okay, that's exciting.
Well, no, and that's the thing, because in this business, and I've talked with pros, I've talked with DIYers about this, it's like a big circle. It starts with design, and it ends with design.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's red rippering the shingles off, and there's all this exciting throwing joists around and boots in the mud stuff, but if it doesn't finish sort of where it starts with that concept become reality, you're kind of missing the ball.
Totally.
Yeah, and that's an action issue people have. So I'm excited to talk to Tanya about that.
Well, and one of the design challenges we usually have in our house is trying to work together.
Yes.
Yes, because as boys and girls go, our, you know, viewpoints are a little bit different.
Right. Right, and we have sort of mastered the balance, the give and take, the yin and yang.
The yin and yang, yeah, of making our space work, which is totally good. And usually what we try to do is, like, we're captains of different projects or different parts of projects, like paint color or molding profile or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And for, like, for paint color, I'll go out and narrow it down to, like, three or four choices.
Yeah.
And then I'll say, which one of these do you like?
Rather than bringing the entire paint store home to me and saying, do you like these trillion colors? I'm like,
well, not even bringing it home, but, like, taking you there and making you look at all of the paint samples. I mean, seriously, you would be out of your mind.
Exactly. And conversely, I don't hammer away at every inch and quarter inch that I need to adjust, tweak, or do something to make it actually work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just do it, and then it's done.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
But you don't have to be involved in every nail that I drive, every screw that goes in.
Well, let's talk about our giveaway today.
Speaking of screws that go in, Bosch's PS21 Pocket Driver.
Yes, which is a hot product.
12-volt lithium-ion cordless drill driver with a 20-plus-1 clutch. It's the lightest in the class, according to Bosch, and it's a reinvention of the last PS21, which was so small and powerful you can't even believe it.
Which is a great tool, especially, you know, in hard to reach places or for women.
Yeah.
Lightweight, easy to use, and powerful. So it's a great tool. And if you're interested in finding more about it, go to BoschTools.com.
Visit BoschTools.com. It's a PS21.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Tanya Nyack coming up. We also have a question.
We do. We'll have questions, but let's go to break, babe.
It's all happening today on My Fix It Up Life.
Portions of this program brought to you by Codify Design Studio, specializing in graphic design across print, web, and mobile devices. Visit CodifyDesign.com. That's CodifyDesign.com.
And you're back inside My Fix It Up Life, Fix It Up Nation. Fix It Up Fine time.
It is Fix It Up Fine time. This is your favorite part of our show.
It's always my favorite part of the show.
Second favorite. What ranks higher?
Oh, God. Seriously, you're going to make me say it?
Sitting next to your wife for an hour.
God, we sit next to each other all day long anyway.
Well, this is like date time, though.
It is like a little date.
It is like a little date, yeah. We need
nice.
A little, like mood. Well, we do have mood music.
We do. We
got
just
lighting,
have
you
Disturbed
know?
Coming on
mm-hmm.
through.
We just need, like, a waiter to come in.
That's right. I'll take 7 more of these.
Well, Fix It Up Finds. Can I go first, or would you like to go first?
No, you go first.
Oh, ladies first. Love it.
Ladies' choice.
Ooh. Well, I'm excited because we just booked Jason Cameron.
Yep.
For a show later on in May. And, like, you know, if you're not familiar with him, you should totally check him out.
Yeah, well, his name isn't, like, popping right to mind.
Oh, he does Man Caves, and Desperate Landscapes.
Yeah.
And he's also the spokesperson for Men's Fitness Magazine.
Guy stays in shape.
Yeah. Yeah, he's, like, a total, you know...
In shape guy.
Very in shape guy.
That's mm-hmm. right.
And he's also been on Sex and the City.
Totally cool. I've seen him on the Today Show racing lawnmowers.
Yeah. Yeah.
And keep in mind, I've seen the Today Show, like... Not that many times
yeah.
in the last couple years I saw him.
You're a Jason fan.
There you go.
Well, the reason why I bring that up is not just because I'm excited about booking him for our show, is that DIY Network has a contest right now, and you can enter a photo of your desperate landscape on their website, DIYnetwork.com, and you might win a yard transformation by Jason and his crew from Desperate Landscapes.
Wow,
Pretty cool. I might enter
our across-the-street neighbor.
Well, that's not nice.
Neither is the way he keeps his house.
Yeah, well, that's really not nice. And another contest that's going on right now that we've entered, you don't probably know that we've entered this, is the HGTV Green Home that was planned by, well, future guest on our show, Jack Thomason.
Oh, yeah,
we know
Jack.
Totally.
Yeah, met him several times.
Well, this house is just outside of Cape Cod, where you grew up.
Where I grew mm-hmm. up, yep. It's in Plymouth, Massachusetts.
Yes. And then you also win a 2010 GMC Terrain and $100,000. And you just enter your email on their website, and you can enter until June 4th. So I think I'm going to be entering every day just because I think I'd want a hot greenhouse.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And we'd broadcast my Fix It Up Life right out of that place.
Totally.
How cool would that be?
That'd be pretty cool.
How efficient would that be?
It would be energy efficient. Would you pedal your bike so that we could power the show?
You bet I would.
Oh, that would be good.
Be on the wind trainer.
I don't think I would want to do that for a whole hour. I don't think so anyway. But other thing, too, is that last week we talked about the new lead safety regulations, and they are so important. If you are working on a house that was built before 1978, definitely you want to check out our show. It's on iTunes, and there's clips of it on YouTube, too.
Yep. Lead dust, fine particles of lead dust are more dangerous than we thought,
mm-hmm.
which is the findings of this new EPA regulation. So
yeah, it's very important to check out. And if you are a contractor working on a house built before 1978, you're operating illegally if you haven't taken the 8-hour class.
Right. And if you're a homeowner working on a house that old,
mm-hmm.
get on the ball and find this information, because it really is an issue.
It really is. Yeah. And you want to protect your family.
Totally.
So what's your Fix It Up Find?
My Fix It Up Find is where I was earlier in the week.
Okay.
And I was at the Popular Mechanics Top Shop
mm-hmm.
outside of New York City.
Ooh, explain what the Top Shop is. For everyone that's interested in cars, you're going to love this.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. For it's a program that Popular Mechanics does where they basically take a stock car. In this case, it's a Camaro.
Mm-hmm.
And they completely trick it out. Super paint job, super accessories inside, audio, tires, and cleaning products
mm-hmm.
for the aftermarket, I guess they call it. And Popular Mechanics and Blue Magic, which makes a bunch of aftermarket car care products, were kind enough to ask me to host some videos for them.
Nice.
So we were in the Top Shop, and that's where we shot the videos.
Very cool.
And I got to be honest with you, sometimes you see an infomercial or like a QVC thing, and, you know, they show something that's dirty. In this case, it was my headlight, the plastic
which
lens
was
cover.
Was very, very dirty. Hadn't been cleaned in, what, like 7 years?
Easy.
Yeah, okay.
Easy. So, you know,
probably since you bought it.
They make like this fake stain, and then they clean it up, and it's like totally bogus, but it looks good,
mm-hmm.
and people buy the product, whatever it is, some vacuum or something.
Yeah.
Real stain came off. I mean, we switched the camera on and did this, mm-hmm. and it happened, like, right in front of me.
Yeah.
And then it happened again with the carpet shampoo.
Mm-hmm.
There are two different kinds of carpet shampoo. And then they have this this product, this metal polish that will polish your wheels.
Mm-hmm.
So we did videos on all these things. And I'm watching it happen. I'm like, we should make a video of this. Oh.
You're on the
video. We are making a video of this.
Yeah.
It was great.
Uh-huh.
It was great. So the products are Blue Magic,
mm-hmm.
and their website's bluemagicusa.com.
Yes.
And it will be up on the Popular Mechanics site and in other places, though I don't know what those other places are.
Cool.
Next couple, 6 weeks, I guess.
Okay.
Oh, we'll alert you.
Oh, we will.
We will.
Oh, we will.
We will indeed.
Well, should we take a break?
Well, I think we have about another minute.
We do?
We do.
Oh, do you have something else you want to share with everyone?
We do.
Let's
we,
get in our sharing circle.
Well, yeah, let's all hold hands.
Ooh.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
No, I have something that I think should be the law, just because that's the guy that I am.
I'm scared.
It should be. It should at least be some kind of building code.
Mm-hmm.
And it, especially for commercial buildings.
Okay.
Which are like, you know, black tar roof, total heat island effect, all this other stuff. They're just giant heaters that mm-hmm. make it hot, and I don't like to be hot. That's why I think this should be the law.
Yeah, you have that whole rule about there's the no hand-holding rule in the summertime.
Yeah, after, like, July,
like
I
July,
want to hold
August,
hands with my wife, but you don't touch me.
Yeah, Lexi, like, she's on the 8-year-old. She's on the list, too. She can't touch Daddy.
That's right.
No touching.
I'm too hot. That's mm-hmm. kind of why I think this is. But anyway.
what is your find, dear?
Locally based CertainTeed Corporation,
mm-hmm.
right here in Valley Forge, Pennsylvania,
yeah.
Is joining forces with Live Roof.
Mm-hmm.
And making a natural partnership for structurally and environmentally sound vegetative roof systems.
Ooh.
Long story short, they plant a garden on the roof,
mm-hmm.
and instead of the thing being a giant heater, it becomes a livable, usable space that actually makes it easier to cool the building
mm-hmm.
and easier to cool, well, if you did it all over the place,
mm-hmm.
like a whole city block could be cooler.
And it can be totally fun to hang out there,
and
too.
And it can be totally fun to hang out there, roof decks, the whole thing. That's the whole trick.
Okay.
So it's Live Roof's integrated green roofing system. And check out more of that, about that, at CertainTeed.com. And now, we have to take a break.
We do. We'll be back in just a minute with more...
My Fix It Up Life.
Oh, wow. The Carpenter's Notebook, a novel about building a better life.
I reach for my tape measure more like a gunslinger going for his six-shooter than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
2 years after his father's death, Brendan leaves his daughters and collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise he made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping his own life. Inside a heartwarming love story with raw, hammer-swinging detail, author Mark Clement shares the story of a man who discovers his father's job site life lesson. Dean Johnson, co-host of Hometime, says, "Home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a rich and unique story." Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that the greatest wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
And we're back with My Fix It Up Life with my husband, Mark.
My wife, Teresa.
Ooh.
And a question. A caller on the horn.
We have a caller on the line. It has a question. Do you think we should ask the caller what the question is so we can answer the question of what they're going to ask?
I think we should question the caller about their called-in question.
Ooh. I like that. That's kind of fun. We could talk like this all day.
No, I can only talk like this for 1 minute.
Okay. There you go.
Okay. Do we have Court on the line?
Hello. Am I on the air?
You are. No. Yes.
We're on the air. You're with us. How are you?
Perfect.
How are you, Court?
I'm doing well.
Good. And where are you calling from?
I'm from Arlington, Virginia, one of Mark's former hometowns.
That's right.
Very true.
That's right. One of Mark's former hometowns. Making you sound like a vagabond.
Well, yeah. Well, he can't stay very long in any one place. They kind of like vote him out.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. I also elect myself to city official places and do stuff.
He elects himself.
Yeah, yeah. Like I'm the trash captain in my neighborhood court.
Yeah, he elected himself.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was a close race.
Thank you. Now, it was a close race. Yeah, I elected myself in a dream, by the way.
But enough about Mark.
Enough about what I think about me. What do you think about me?
What can we help you with?
Fair question.
Okay.
I'm a long-time listener and a first-time caller, and Mark, you might remember me, actually, as you built my deck about 5 years ago. And you'll be happy to know that it is still standing.
Cork Ogilvy.
Yeah.
Yes! Hi!
Hello.
How you been?
Not too bad, but a few homeowner questions, which I'm happy to trot out for you. Maybe you can give me some insight.
Let's see what you got.
All right, first question, who cuts your hair?
Okay, so...
I've seen your show.
Well, you know what? Funny story about that. It's hard to get Mark to go get his hair cut because it's annoying for him, you know, all that, like, maintenance stuff. So I found a place that serves beer.
Yeah, no kidding. The place serves beers.
So he'll go because he gets to drink beer while he gets his hair cut. Yeah. So that's my wife's tip to all the other wives out there.
Who cuts your hair?
That might be more telling than you know.
Uh-huh.
Court, it takes me 6 hours to get my hair cut.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, I have to say that Court Ogilvy is probably one of the world's top 10 funniest people.
Really?
Just endless. When we actually worked together building his deck.
Oh.
And I mean, it took at least 2 weeks longer than it should have because I was just roaring laughing.
Yeah.
Then I ruptured my spleen laughing at him.
Okay.
Anyway.
Well, can we help him with like a question besides haircuts? I tackled that one.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on.
Okay. Moving on. All right. So maybe a more pointed question. And this kind of ties into the deck building, too, in that you may recall when we were working on the deck, you were testing a bunch of different impact drivers.
Okay.
So maybe you don't remember that.
I remember that.
For tools of the trade. Yeah, so you kind of turned me on to some of the lighter and more higher-powered drivers, and I went and picked one up, which I like a lot.
Okay.
And it's so light that I like to use it for just about everything. Maybe I like to use it for too much.
Right.
And,
are you doing dentistry with it or anything?
Yeah. Well, I haven't quite gotten there yet. Maybe by the end of this call, maybe I'll have that down.
Yeah, I have a class on that. I'll get back to you. PDF.
Okay, perfect.
I wouldn't recommend it.
So I bought a little drill attachment for it, and most recently I've been using it to drill a concrete block. And, let me just say that after a couple of holes, it gets wicked hot. It's hot enough to pretty much brand the cats in the neighborhood.
Which, of course, you're probably doing, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Okay, that's
absolutely.
Good. Okay.
Okay.
So I'm guessing that using an impact driver to drill masonry or as anything less than a light-duty drill is probably not the best idea. Is that fair?
Yeah, Court. When fire comes out of the tool... That's a really good signal that you're not doing the right thing.
Okay.
What's happening in there is that the impact in the impact driver, that noise that it makes, is that impact is turning it around, like left and right or right and left. The impact you need to drill in masonry, or if you will, masonry, like cement block or CMUs, as those are called, rock, concrete, sidewalk, that kind of thing, needs to be more of an up and down motion, like a jackhammer. So what you need is either a hammer drill function or a rotary hammer, which is like the Mac Daddy of concrete drilling tools.
Okay. Now, is it okay to use this thing for light drilling? I mean, they sell those chuck attachments. I'm assuming that that's because it's not a horrendous idea across the board.
Well, and the other thing is with impact drivers is their RPMs are so high, that's a lot of where the heat's coming from. The masonry bits are typically designed for cordless drill RPM, and that RPM is much lower, which generates significantly less heat. So you've got to give, in other words, the way a hammer drill works is just like a jackhammer, the back of the bit gets hit, it breaks the concrete, and then the flutes and the bits suck the dust out. And an impact driver is just spinning in there waiting for the bit to cut, which is not really the best way to do it. So can you zap some small holes? Sure, if it works, that's great. If you got 50 of them to do it, though, you're going to let the smoke out of that tool pretty quick, or take care of the neighborhood cats.
Okay, fair enough. another thing I have noticed about that is, and I seem to recall reading somewhere, maybe even an article you wrote, I can't recall, but the lithium battery packs, they don't seem to, I mean, they last a lot during the session, but I've had that drill now, or that driver, for maybe a year and a half, and I think I've already gotten to the point where one of them can't be recharged anymore. Is that pretty consistent with what you've experienced?
You know, it is. I've found that those batteries, especially the first generations, I've had several tools come in for review, and one of the batteries dies.
Mm.
And, you know, the NiCad battery chemistry that we had before that, I had those batteries forever. So, yeah, I'm glad I'm not alone when I say that, and I don't want to throw anybody under the bus. But we're like three or four generations into the lithium ion, and lately I've got some tools in under review now, and I haven't had any problems.
And is there anything that I can do as a consumer to help stretch the battery life out? I mean, is leaving them in the charger not a good strategy, or are there things I could be doing?
Well, they're supposed to be smart chargers, and it depends which tool you have, what kind of charger you have, but leaving them in the charger or not leaving them in the charger, as far as I know, doesn't have any effect on them whatsoever. I mean, I have batteries on chargers all the time and haven't had problems with them, so.
That's true.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
okay.
So I don't know. The one thing that you can do is call the helpline for whatever brand tool you have and just double check with them. Hey, they might even throw you a new battery.
Okay, that's worth trying.
Yeah, call them and say, hey, look, you know, I've only had this thing for a year. I'm not even using it professionally. You know, hey, man, what's the deal? Commit, you know? And really offer to, you know, do some criminal activity and take them out. I mean, get physical.
Yeah, don't do that, please.
I'm gonna get right on that.
Yeah, I've changed my phone number, by the way. So
I may only be able to call into the show one more time.
Yeah, the lawyer show here on our flagship stations on Saturday mornings.
Okay, yeah. Fair enough. Well, that's helpful, and I think that guides in terms of when I should and shouldn't be using that thing, and probably helps the neighborhood cats a little bit too.
Totally.
Very good.
Totally cool. Well, Court, we got to bust out to take a break right now in my Fix It Up life.
We do. And if you have a Fix It Up question about your home, email us at info@myfixituplife.com, and we'd love to answer your question on a future show. We'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
TikTok, Mark.
What?
Time is running out for homeowners to take advantage of up to $1,500 in energy tax credit from the federal government on their 2010 taxes.
That's right, and if homeowners are thinking about replacing their windows, Simonton Windows has energy tax credit glass packages that are guaranteed to meet the government's requirements.
It's like money in your pocket, daily savings on energy bills, and a $1,500 tax credit.
For more information, visit Simonton.com/tax credit or call 1-800-746-6686 today. Hurry before time runs out.
And you're back inside My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa. Hi, Teresa.
Hi, Mark. How are you?
I'm rocking and rolling, baby.
You are.
I am.
Yeah, you got to get this party started.
The party started right now.
Well, we have a special caller on the line, Mark. I'm very excited to talk to her.
Very excited indeed. Looking forward to it.
Yes. Tanya, are you there?
I am here. I'm actually dancing around getting the party started.
Oh, yeah.
How are you guys?
Okay, so Tanya, you're our first guest who's dancing to the music.
Uh-huh.
You're now, I don't even know what to call it, a flagship guest.
All right.
Already invited back.
I'd like to say she's a trendsetter, though.
Trendsetter.
Oh, totally.
I can't believe I'm the first person to come on dancing. Come on.
Well, that's actually admitted it, though. Maybe they're all dancing and they just don't tell us.
Yeah.
Mark dances a lot here in the studio to the music, but you probably don't want to see him dancing.
Nobody wants to be privileged.
Nobody needs to see that.
Yeah, he's got his own style.
Tanya, I can dance, just not well.
That's all you can ask for, really. Yeah. How are you guys? Good?
Good.
Good. And where are you calling from today?
Oh, you know what? I am knee-deep in empty toilet bowls and cables and light fixtures right now.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm on a job site of a restaurant that I'm working on here in Boston. So, yeah, I'm in the middle of a bunch of rubble.
Oh, wow.
Sweet. So the rough plumbing's in and you're getting ready to trim it, or are you doing product selection for what works best?
We're so far away from that point right now. Everything's just demoed, basically, at this point. So, it's just an empty shell.
Wow. Where in Boston?
Right in the theater district in downtown.
All right,
very excited about it. It's going to be a fun one.
Sweet. Boston is technically my home city.
Get out of here.
Yes. I grew up down on the Cape, and I've done several jobs in Beacon Hill and Commonwealth Avenue. So,
where's the accent? Mark, come on.
I wicked go on an accent. I got to cover it
there
up, okay?
in there.
Where's yours?
I know. You know what happened? I have Indian parents, and I grew up in Boston. I have an Irish husband.
Uh-huh.
So I think they canceled each other out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, that is so good.
That's great. Yeah, well, that's sort of the same with my mother's parents were immigrants who spoke French.
Uh-huh.
So she learned, like, school English, not New England English.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, same thing.
So the wicked comes out every once in a while, but not too often.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
Well, I'm excited about your new show, Destination Design.
Oh, you and me both. I am so excited. It was really one of these projects where I'm working on the designs and sending people away on vacations, and I'm thinking, this is like a dream gig. You know, I send mm-hmm. people away on these glamorous vacations, Turks and Caicos, Barcelona, Aruba, you know, just some really fun spots. And the reason I send them there is because usually it's couples that don't see eye to eye on their design style.
Ooh, can we say that we don't see eye to eye on our design style?
I don't think anyone would believe you. You guys see eye to eye, right?
Well, technically we don't. We just know how to work around it.
Yeah, we know how to work together, unfortunately.
Yeah. Unfortunately, please. Any couple that can work together, live together, I mean, that's a match made in heaven, so you guys are good. But, we take these couples that are not seeing eye to eye. Usually, you know, the wife loves a lot of bling and drama. The husband's okay with whatever, beige. All he cares about is TV. Mm. But I send them away so that while they're together traveling, they see things that inspire them. And I'm really adamant that people know that it is not a literal translation. So when they're going to Hawaii, I'm not building a tiki bar for them when they come back. It's more like, you know what I mean? It's more like if they see these thatched roofs or grass skirts, I might bring in grass cloth wallpaper for the dining room. Or, you know what I mean? It's just taking things and translating it in a way that's not literal.
Right.
And so, yeah, and it's all done real time. So while they're traveling, they're Skyping me, they're sending me pictures
and love that.
Text messages. Yeah, and so they come back from vacation to a newly designed house. Like, how much better does it get than that?
How can you even manage that?
Do you sleep during the whole production of the show?
Not much, but you know how invigorating it is when you're doing it, and it's a rush.
Wow.
You know?
Totally. And how many rooms are you doing?
We do anywhere from 1 to 3, depending on how they flow into each other. So one house, they had it like a sunroom, a living room, and a dining room that all sort of flowed one into the next.
Uh-huh.
And other places, it's a bedroom, you know, a master suite or something like that. But it's called Destination Design, and it's so much fun.
Oh, that's great.
That is so fun.
That's great. Now, do you have an army of contractors in there behind the scenes? Are you doing a lot of it? How does it get executed?
We have a lot of people helping, so we'll not hide that. And actually, we don't really hide that on the show. You see a lot of hands, a lot of bodies in the background. It is. We're on a tight, tight deadline. We send these people away for 3 or 4 days. So while they're gone, we're
just three or four days.
Luckily, a lot of it's just finishes. We're not ripping any major walls down, or you know what I mean. It's nothing crazy intense like that. But the point of it is just, where do you begin? You know, a lot of people know that they like nice things, but they just don't know where to start or how to find it or what their style is.
Mm.
And this is kind of like a jumping off point for them.
Well, that's so fun, you know, taking them out of their element, what they see every day, and then they can kind of relax and see different things together and have a nice time. And I think that is probably very inspirational.
It is.
I think we should do that, Mark.
Totally. I do, too. And I love your point, Tanya, about where do you start being, like, the critical question to get moving on a redesign.
Mm.
Because, people freak out. There's a lot of stuff going on all of a sudden.
And there's a lot to consider, too.
There's so many options out there, and I think we see things that we like, but we just don't know how it would apply to our life and colors. I mean, look how many color options there are. That alone, it's a simple thing, but, I mean, it's a daunting, overwhelming task. So, it just gives people a good starting point. Where do we begin? And then they come back to this house, and what makes me so happy about the show is that the feeling that you get while you're on vacation, it conveys back into your house. So when you come back from vacation, you're feeling good and feeling happy and dancing around your living room.
Yeah.
You know?
Or you dancing around a job site.
Oh, that's so good. So, Tanya, you were on the program called Design to Sell.
Yes.
And how was that the first show that you were on?
No, you know what? I've done a couple of shows. Design to Sell was the first one that kind of, I think, put me out there a little more.
Mm-hmm.
I did a show on ABC Family First. It was called Not First, and that was a show that was catered towards teenagers and young adults, designing rooms that basically told a story about who that kid is. Very cool, very edgy. You know the show, you guys remember Queer Eye for the Straight Guy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
who didn't love that show?
Yeah.
So that was the same creators that did this show, and it was a great time for us. It was when Queer Eye was just taking off and skyrocketing, so we kind of got to ride their coattails a little bit, which
was fun.
And then after that, I did a show. I made the move over to HGTV, and I did a show called Freestyle, which was how to have style for free and taking things that you already have in your home and giving it kind of a fresh new look.
Oh, I think I remember that show. Yeah,
do you?
Totally.
It was a fun show, and then from there, I went into Design to Sell, and I did Design to Sell for about 3 years, so that was a long one.
Now, meanwhile, for this whole time, were you running your design company as well?
Yes. I was. Although, it always sort of, it would resurface when I'd be in between gigs. Like, I try to juggle, but I never want to take away from a client. So if I'm filming, I usually put all of my energy into filming, and then when I have time, then I'll take clients. So,
try
to find some balance.
It's funny, I'm estimating a deck right now, and it's sort of like that. And I was talking with the customer today, and this week I did some videos. Last week we talked about doing other videos, and then we've got all the writing and the radio and all this other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And she sort of said to me, "What's taking you so long?"
You're like, "Lady, don't you know I have a radio show?"
Yeah. And I don't like to go into it with, "Well, hey, I'm look, here's why I'm awesome." Okay?
You know, you go in there and you're like, "Do you know who I am?"
Yeah. Well, of course.
That's why he hands out 8x10 glossies of himself, instead of a business card.
Yeah.
Totally.
8x10 glossy. That's nothing built on it.
Oh, no.
No, it's just me.
It's just a headshot.
All your hiring's awesomeness.
Wait, what are you saying? Is there something wrong with that? I do the same thing.
it was just I don't want to bore you with detail. Like, the deck was custom. It's a deck remodel, if you can believe it.
Mm.
Yeah.
All kinds of engineered lumber involved, mm-hmm. and massive spans and a complicated underdeck drainage system,
mm-hmm.
and I had to get an engineer to spec the beam to even know how big it was,
mm-hmm.
so I could price it.
Yeah.
And I said that, she's like, oh, I get it.
Oh.
I was like, if this were just a regular deck off the back of your house, I would have been done in a day.
Right.
Yeah.
It is. There is such a difference between working with clients and in the real world versus doing it on television. Because with TV, we are just super prepared. We have crews and times that we have to be done, you know, and so I feel like it's just instant gratification for me because we go in there and I know 4 days from now we're done, move on, you know.
Love that.
We don't have the that slowdown of waiting for a client to make up their mind about a chandelier. I just do it. I just go for it.
well, I want to ask you about being on Oprah.
Yeah.
And I saw the episode of you on Oprah.
You did?
Totally did. And then I giggled. I remember what you said. You said something about you were making over a dorm room, right? And there was three boys that lived in there. It was really small space. And you said something like,
you know, I'm glad that you don't have smell-o-vision because, you know, it was just, like, awful in there.
Yeah.
And I giggled, and I've thought of that since then. And then I was looking at videos of you recently, and I was like, oh my goodness, you know, you're the same person.
That's her.
Yeah. I was like, oh my goodness, you're so funny, you know. And
that's funny.
But it was really nice because I remembered you from that, and then I connected the dots. You know, I have mommy brain sometimes. So.
Yeah. Oh, that's so cool. That was quite a wild trip, you know.
Yeah.
Oprah Winfrey. I mean. I'm just so glad I got on her show before her show was over, you know.
Oh yeah.
But it was interesting. That project was one of the wildest, most complicated little rooms I've ever had to do because every single nook and cranny needed to be accounted for. I can't remember exactly what it was, but I think it was like 195 square feet of space, and so the desk had to double as dressers.
Mm-hmm.
The bunk beds had to double as workspaces and storage space. There was an area for a kitchen that had to double as, like, a gaming area. You know what I mean? Like, every single nook and cranny had multiple purposes.
Wow.
Yeah.
It was just really, really cool. It was a fun project and a very challenging one at that.
Yeah, it was really cute. Well, I say cute, but the boys, you know, that's, for boys.
Yeah,
but it was cute when you were down.
They don't want cute.
It was super cute.
I keep trying to get this through.
But it was. And then they brought, like, the moms of all the boys in there, too, before and after, and that was pretty cool that they did that.
Wow.
Too. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was one of the boys' moms actually wrote in to Oprah saying, you know, I went to my son's frat house, and I just couldn't even believe that my son was living like this. She was traumatized, you know, so it was really cool. And the boys, they got something out of it. I mean, at the end of it, I think they respected their space more. Mm-hmm. You know, they were picking up after themselves, and but, you know, they were studying more, which was really important. So all of those things, it was great. It was
now,
good.
What was it like being interviewed by Oprah, though, like sitting next to her there in the studio?
I actually thought that I would be scared out of my mind.
Mm-hmm.
But she was so cool that throughout the show, she kept kind of looking at us while we were sitting in the audience before going on stage. And she would kind of make comments here and there, connecting with us. And then as soon as we got on that stage, I felt like I was sitting up there with a buddy. You know,
aww.
Like, and it felt so normal and, I don't know, it was just a very relaxing experience. Go figure, but
man,
it was cool.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so good.
Awesome.
Yeah. I know. I'm sure you probably wanted me to say she's a diva. She's this. You know, she was awesome, though. She was really, really cool.
No, we don't want that story. We want the story where people are cool
and
awesome
nice, yeah.
And nice. We, you know, there's enough of that.
Well,
out
and
there.
You That's totally true. Come across as such a cool, nice person on all of your, like, all the shows and all the videos that you have, the tips and things that you have on YouTube and on your website. And you just seem so, like, calm and fun.
She's a My Fix It Up Life flagship guest.
Well, yeah, yes, she is. That's true. That's very true.
No, you know what? Because there is just no point in getting stressed out about anything, mm-hmm. and especially in this business, as you guys know, things go wrong all the time.
Yep.
Yeah.
And the minute you lose your cool, everything falls apart. So you
right.
just kind of have fun, and at the same time, nobody wants to work for you if you're grumpy and miserable all the time. So I think it's my way of getting what I want, you know, with the boys, the contractors.
Oh, I like
ask
that.
For a lot. Yeah, you know, so you know, you're going to be good to them. They'll be good to you back.
Do you, and every contractor has this, every design professional has the horror show client. Like,
yeah.
Do you have, like, some maximum story that you can share of someone who is just
so you do want dirt.
The top.
You're looking
know,
for
right?
dirt. Yeah, you said, oh, no, I don't
I
want any
ask
dirt.
I didn't ask her to name who it was. Oh, and can you give their name and address?
An address and
yeah,
phone
where
number.
They work.
Yeah.
No, you know what? I wish I could say that I had some crazy drama story. I mean, the only drama that I've really encountered are people that are just indecisive because I find it's such a personal thing, your house. You know, you want a certain thing. I never want to rush them, but at the same time, you have to kind of remind them, hey, you know, I'm a professional. I know what I'm doing. Just trust me. So, you know, you get some people that dilly-dally a lot and they take a long time, but at the end of the day, no, I don't really have any. No big deal. You know what, actually? Take it back. My husband
oh, no.
has been, yes, the worst client I've ever had.
Really?
Yeah. We just renovated our house. We bought a place. We ripped it out. And gutted everything and just started from scratch. And the things he was coming back at me, I'm like, really? Giving me attitude about these things? Let me do what I do. So in the end, everything worked out. It's beautiful. But oh, I tell you, couples that can get through renovations, they are in it for life.
Yeah, it's a serious, yeah. Yeah, you really get to know your spouse when mm-hmm. you are working on a project together. But yeah. I have another question I want to ask before we have to go to break, Mark.
Okay.
Now, for everyone out there that's listening, are there any like simple tips or things that you can share that if somebody's looking at their house and they're like, you know, I want to update it, I want to make it fresh or whatever, what are like the top five things or top couple things that you would recommend doing or thinking about doing?
All right, well, I'm going to keep it like really basic so that no one gets afraid to be able to do it themselves. And I know you guys probably offer a ton more things when it comes to construction, but I'll keep it real basic and simple just to add value to your house.
Okay.
One thing that's a definite is to tackle your curb appeal. Make sure that you sort of clean up, freshen up the front facade of your house. And in doing so, you can add fresh sod to the lawn, you can stain the concrete walkway, paint the front door, change the hardware on the door, add a new light fixture, real simple stuff. Buy mulch. Mulch is so inexpensive and easy and it looks good.
Love
it's
mulch.
So true.
Yeah.
Love mulch, exactly. Mm-hmm. So there's that. And I say this because if you are thinking about ever putting your house on the market, these are things that you need to do to get people in the front door, because nobody's walking into your house if it looks like garbage from the outside, you know, so
they definitely want to touch.
Right.
That's what we're
You've
looking
already
for.
Lost that, so, yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like you too.
Yeah, exactly. And then once you get in there, let's say a kitchen, for example, change out the fixtures, change out the hardware, the faucet fixture. Those things go a long, long way. You could think about painting your cabinets by sanding them, priming them, painting them, and it's a little bit of elbow grease, but you can do it for very cheap money, you know, versus buying brand new cabinetry. And I think people get nervous about painting wood. Do you find that, painting wood and brick? Because they're real scared.
Oh, yeah.
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 Totally.
But,
totally. And it's a lot of work to paint cabinets. No question about that.
It is. It's a lot of work, but I think it's worth it, you know, sometimes.
Yeah.
As opposed to just jumping right into replacing them with new cabinets, try that first. If it doesn't work out, then get your new cabinets, you know?
Well, exactly, because the elbow grease that you put into it, even if you put in, like, a huge amount, I mean, we mm-hmm. just did a kitchen.
Yeah.
And it's not even close to cheap.
No. Replacing cabinets is very expensive.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And truly, if that is just a bigger task than you want to take on, just start with the hardware, you know,
mm-hmm.
just keep it simple. What else? Decluttering, major, as far as adding value. You know what I do a lot of times? I will go into a house and, you know, we all have these, I call them forgotten fixer-uppers. You walk around, you don't notice things anymore because you live in that space.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe a scuff on the wall, or you have a switch plate that's missing. These little things that you just oversee because you live in it. So you could take pictures, digital photos of your house, pull it up on your computer, and when you look at it on the screen, it kind of takes on a new life because you're not standing in the space anymore. So you might love what you see and you might not. And it's a nice way to kind of look at it and be like, oh, what the heck was I thinking?
You know, that is so true. Like, even like, you know, when like I go to an event or something and I think I look great and then I see a photo and I'm like, ooh, that wasn't exactly what I thought I looked like when I left the house. I looked at myself in the mirror, but it's the same thing with your room. Like, you're used to seeing it that...
That's why I have one outfit that I know works, and that's all I wear.
And he wears it 24 hours a day.
Right. It's like you look in the mirror, and you're like, I look hot today.
Yeah. I have 17,000 black T-shirts and
right.
jeans.
That's so true, though. It makes it easy.
It does. It really helps a lot. I mean, unless you have a friend that's willing to walk through the space that you trust and you won't get mad at if they pick out all the flaws, I think this is a good alternative to take pictures of your space and pull it up. So, yeah, those are some of my few tips. And painting, of course. You know, one thing, if you have a house with a lot of small spaces that connect to one another, I would recommend, you know when you have that paint strip and it's got like five different shades of the same color?
Mm-hmm.
Just use one of each shade in each room. So it kind of flows and you get a little bit of a tonal difference, a little bit of contrast, but not that much, you know.
Oh, and it makes the space look bigger, too, I bet.
Yeah, it does. It makes the space look bigger.
Mm-hmm. That is totally my color takeaway from this show.
Totally, right.
Use all those on the thing. If we didn't have to go, we could get into the whole thing about choosing paint colors, but we do have to go.
We do. We have to say goodbye. It's been a pleasure.
This was so much fun. Thanks for having me.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Coming back. There's no question. All right. It's the dancing that got you.
And good luck with that demo, too. Totally.
Thank you. I need luck. I need a lot. This one's a big one.
Take care, Tanya.
And we'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
Popular Mechanics magazine provides answers for today's times with informative how-to and how-it-works stories on automotive, science, technology, and, of course, the home. Popular Mechanics provides the instruction and inspiration for the My Fix It Up Life crowd. Check out popularmechanics.com for the latest in science and technology news, their homeowners clinic, online automotive reviews, and the gadget of the week. Or better yet, order a subscription. Just $10 for 12 issues. That's just 83 cents an issue for the only magazine that gives you the hands-on advice for all the topics you need to know. A great tool for the My Fix It Up Life toolbox is Popular Mechanics. Visit the site or order your subscription today at popularmechanics.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you their exclusive homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. They also offer natural aromatherapy oil, perfumes, and soy candles. All of Green Street Luxury products are made with natural oils and ingredients, and most of their products are vegan or vegetarian friendly. Green Street Luxuries keeps packaging simple to keep the price down for you and to stay environmentally friendly. Their containers are recyclable, renewable, and sustainable. And they donate 5% of annual sales to local charities. Healthy skin, environmentally friendly, and affordable? Why not try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com? That's greenstreetlux.com.
And you're inside My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa, and we're ready to give away the Bosch Pocket Driver.
We are ready to give away the Bosch Pocket Driver. And we're also in the final five.
We are in the final five, and I know you love the final five.
I love the final five. This might be my new favorite section of the show.
And we had some great, great emails and Facebook posts this week about why people want to have this tool.
That's right.
One that we really enjoyed was...
You want me to read this one first?
Totally.
Okay. Hello, I am a luthier, which is a violin maker, luthier, furniture builder, carpenter, and attended the fine woodworking program at the College of the Redwoods, started by renowned cabinet maker James Krenov in Fort Bragg, California. I recently become involved in handling birds of prey with the Northern Illinois Raptor Center for educational events. Northern Illinois, that's where Bosch is.
Yeah.
Bosch USA is there.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And hope to become involved in conservation and rehabilitation of raptors of all kinds. I'm all for it. I want the driver because I'm going 4.5 hours from my home in Evanston, Illinois, to Gays Mills, Wisconsin, every week to install American Kestrel nest boxes I built for a nationwide initiative. And I'll bet they're beautiful. George, you have to send us photos of these. They have to be 15 to 20 feet off the ground, and the smaller the drill driver I bring to the top of an extension ladder, the better. Amen, brother. I will also use it when I pass the Illinois Apprentice Falconer's test to build my hawk house. Awesome.
Yeah, that's an awesome reason.
Okay. What else we got?
Well, you know, we have another good email from Carrie in Las Cruces, New Mexico, and she said that she's actually drooling when she saw this for grabs, and that she loves it. She's a big fan of anything Bosch, and that she and her partner own a 6-year-old house, and they are working on it, and that she would totally love to have this. It would make her, well, she said, it would rock her world.
Well, I'm reading this along with you. Myself and my partner own a 6-year-old house in the Southwest. We love this house. Original wood floors, windows, and in some cases, original wiring. Oh, yeah, she's got the whole thing going.
Totally. Well, and we had another really good entry that I just wanted to share.
Which is, you're pointing at me in a piece of paper.
Well, I would really like this this because my wife and son keep telling me I have all the tools in the world, and this will show them that there are a lot more still out there than I need. I like that. Just wanted to share that as a good reason. But you know what we did? Called Bosch.
Yep.
And asked them if we could give away two.
Yeah, so we pulled the trigger on two.
So George and Carrie both just won.
Yes, you did.
Congratulations. And I hope that you'll post some projects that you're going to use the tool for on Facebook.
Absolutely. And by the way, one of you won the PS21. One of you won the PS31.
Okay.
We'll iron that out. Those are two different feature sets, but same category of tool.
Totally.
Who's on next week? Final five.
Amy Devers.
Amy, real deal Devers.
Amy whatever Devers.
What is her new show?
Her new show is Fix This Yard, and it's on A&E, and we'll be talking to her about that and what's been going on with her. And also, we're going to be tackling the composite versus wood decking issue that's been going around, because we've been having a lot of back and forth posts on Facebook.
Yes. Yes.
And since this is a season for decks, well...
All decks, all the time, channel, baby.
There you go. We'll be talking about that. And we also have a cool tool up for grabs.
We do. We have the Dremel 2800. Is that right?
Totally.
Very, very cool tool.
Very cool tool. And if you want to win it, you can post a message on our Facebook page, My Fix It Up Life, or send us an email at info@myfixitup.life.com.
Definitely check us out online at myfixituplife.com.
Well, send us an email while you want to win it, because the most interesting reason wins every week.
That's right. Follow us on Twitter,
mm-hmm.
check us out on Facebook, and
mm-hmm.
become our fan for special insider news. Tune in next week for My Fix It Up Life.